You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Cleveland Indians edition. I'm Anthony Kasserman. I'm joined by Jordan Bastian. Talk about a Tribe team that made a late push in the AL Central, but they had some difficulty in early September that's really hampered their ability to make the AL Central title or to even make the playoffs for the wild card. They have still have a shot at in the last couple of weeks, but to do that, they're definitely going to need to get their bats going. They struggled quite a bit in the second half, and particularly the last month or so. Let's go ahead and Jordan talk about that. Jordan, the Indians had my Wahoo football team in our fantasy league, they'd be an offensive juggernaut, but they don't. They've had a lot of young guys in the lineup, playing guys like Zach Walters and Tyler Holt quite a bit. Jose Ramirez obviously taken over at short for Asdrubal Cabrera, who's traded. The Nick Swisher injury, create opportunities for Walters and Holt in particular. But is that finally caught up with them, you think, a little bit with the, so much youth in the lineup?
I think so. I mean, I think they've tried to balance competing and contending with developing. And through much of August, it was working. And some of those young guys were given the offensive spark, and the pitching was dynamic, which I think was really what the major reason was behind the Indians kind of staying right in the thick of things. But, they've been kind of treading water for the last couple weeks, back to playing 500 baseball, and, that's not going to cut it. They needed to go on a pretty hot run here in September, and they haven't been able to do that out of the gates. Dropping some games that, really they should have won. Think to the opener in the series against the Twins, facing a pitcher that, they really should have been all over. Right-hander with a high ERA, not much experience. This is a guy that they should have really been able to jump on, and, just weren't able to do it. And, you can see this offense over the last 3 weeks or so, has really been struggling, or even back to about the start of August. They've been scoring three runs or fewer in majority of their games, putting a lot of pressure on the pitching staff, which speaks to that pitching staff. You can be complimentary about them, the fact that every inning, every pitch is high leverage, because one mistake becomes extremely magnified. Again, back to that first game against Minnesota, Trevor Bauer, holds the Twins to an 0-for-23 showing, except for a four-batter stretch where, he lost it for four hitters, gave up four hits, gave up four runs, and it wasn't pretty for about 5 minutes. But that was it. That doomed the team for the whole game. So I think that's what's been going on with the offense. It's been really, really not even streaky anymore. It's just anemic, and it's really hurting a team that's been so reliant on pitching. And, you can see the foundation maybe looks promising for the future. But, I think after last season, Indians fans didn't want to look ahead to 2015. They wanted this year to be something that was built on what they were able to do last year, and doesn't look like Cleveland's going to be able to do that.
I think that that Bauer sequence you mentioned, I think it was like nine pitches, and show that really does illustrate the lack of room for error. And you wouldn't be surprised if some of these young guys in the lineup are gripping the bats a little tighter, just knowing what's at stake and having never been in this experience before. But some of Walters in particular, for me, he fits that perfectly, because I don't know if I've seen this guy take a pitch yet. He's got a very aggressive mentality at the plate. I'm sure he's aware you can take pitches, but he hasn't really done much of that. Is he maybe the perfect example of a young guy thrust into a situation that, maybe he's just not ready for at this point? I know he's hit some big home runs for them, but that kind of mindset just isn't installed yet of patience at the plate and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think so. I think this is a guy that needs consistent at-bats, and the Indians were willing to give him that for the, down the stretch since they acquired him and brought him up to the big leagues. But, his slugging percentage has kind of held true through the minor leagues and translated to the big leagues, but he's not getting the other hits to fall, and that's the part of his game that, he feels consistent at-bats are going to produce. But, we're talking about development, and this is a team that's supposed to be contending. So that's that balance they're trying to strike, and it becomes damaging when a guy is trying to develop something that he knows he needs repetition to get, and the team's trying to stay in the thick of a playoff race at the same time. You're taking a risk there by putting that guy in the lineup every day at the same time, you're hoping he can give you a spark, and he has. He's had some, you know, awesome home runs and walk-off hits and, you know, things of that nature, but the consistency hasn't been there. That's where development comes into play, and that's where the offense has taken a hit, and that's why the Indians are where they are.
Yeah. Well, on the bright side, you know, a lot of division games left, obviously, and their pitching has kept them in games, aside from, you know, Danny Salazar had some struggles in the makeup game against the Angels, had some struggles. He struggled outright. He had a six-run fifth inning, and then, you know, those nine pitches from Bauer that we just mentioned. But aside from that, in general, their starting pitching has definitely kept them in the ball games. And think about Corey Kluber, and there was some worry about him, you know, battling fatigue and kind of losing his touch, but he rebounded from that in a big way. It was interesting to read your note talking to Mickey Callaway about, you know, what they did with Kluber in that last start against the White Sox. He really wanted to establish his fastball. I think you said in there it wasn't until his 31st pitch of the night that he finally threw a breaking ball. Is that I guess it's just, again, as we've seen the last couple of years, Mickey Callaway's, you know, magic touch with some of these pitchers really, you know, getting them to stick to their strengths in a lot of senses.
Yeah, and Carlos Carrasco fits that too, a guy that, you know, and you got to give credit to bullpen coach Kevin Cash there, who really preached that aggressive mentality, and that's translated to starting. And the thing that, you know, when we spoke to Callaway, and he really emphasized that the beginning of that game by Kluber, you know, where he only threw sinkers, and then he mixed in a cutter, which is still from the fastball family, so, you know, that's why, you know, it took to the 10th batter before he threw a true off-speed, you know, breaking ball. And he talked about how if a pitcher can do that, he should do it every time because it saves the breaking stuff for later in the game and it makes that stuff more effective because you've established that fastball, you've pounded it early. And you could almost sense like he's kind of almost – that's almost a message to Bauer. You know, this is a guy that's thrown everything but the kitchen sink in the first inning this year while he's trying to figure out which of his pitches are on. And it's gotten him into some trouble early in games. And then when he does settle in – then he becomes effective and has had some really strong outings after he's given up four or five early in the game. So I think when Mickey talks about that, you know, they've stressed that to Carrasco, you know, to pound his fastball early, and you see him coming out now 97, 98, you know, right out of the gates. So they've stressed it with Salazar to, you know, come out early, establish that fastball, and then all of a sudden that split change, you know, is much more effective late in games. And Kluber, who has the ability, because his fastball is so good, can go out there and kind of do it to be effective on his own, but you hope also it's a way for the other pitchers to kind of watch that and hopefully emulate it. And I think that's something that the Indians want to see. Mickey Callaway is really big on first-pitch strikes and on strikes in a 1-0 count. You know, and that's something he really talked a lot about when he came over and took the job. That was part of his presentation. When he was trying to get the pitching coach job, was the percentage of success a pitcher has in those two situations. And, you know, you can see the results right now.
Yeah, he did this little game with Bauer before Bauer's last start in his side session, just hammering the consequences of not throwing those first pitch strikes. You know, you would have
right.
him throw a pitch, and if he didn't throw a strike with that first pitch, or if he did throw a strike with that first pitch, he was allowed to throw anything else in his repertoire, which is that seemed like a good way to get in the head of a guy like Bauer, who's so intellectual and has a deep arsenal and wants to use it, but sometimes overuses it or overthinks it early in games.
Yeah, it was interesting to hear Francona talk about that recently because he used a buzzword from Bauer's Diamondbacks days, and that's stubborn. He said he's a stubborn kid. And, you know, as reporters, we kind of perked up a little bit because, hey, that's a word that kind of was looked at as a negative from his Arizona days, and one of the reasons Arizona wanted to get him out of there was because of this reputation for being stubborn and unwilling to be coached. But what Francona, he tried to flip it and say, no, like, this isn't necessarily a negative. It's one of the things that makes him good is the fact that he has found what he feels works for him, and it's finding a way to blend that with what the Indians see and what their analytics say. And one thing Francona said, which was also interesting, was with a lot of pitchers, the idea is to simplify things down to its basic form to try and find success or a way to hammer home a point. with Bauer, he said maybe the idea is actually to get more complex with him and to show him in a little more in-depth way why what they're trying to say will work. And maybe that's more of an approach that will convince Bauer to be less stubborn, if you want to use that word. That if he can see through the Indians' analytics that, hey, here's why we think you should do this, you know, maybe he's more adept for adaptation. So I think that's one approach they're taking with him, and you know, hopefully it works out in the long run.
Yeah. Well, always work with the pitchers is a big reason why we're even talking about the Indians as a contender here down the stretch. And yep. Obviously they got to right the ship offensively. They got to have a definite sense of urgency there offensively in these final games. But I'm a little worried about the clubhouse mentality, not of the Indians, but of your Wahoo football team, which really took one on the chin on Sunday night with Julius Thomas going off for three TDs. Are you worried about your club bouncing back from that?
Yeah, you know, Lord F. Percy put up a good score in week one. You know, I just you can't count on Julius Thomas TDs every week, Anthony. I think, you know, you got a spark there, a good week one lift. I think your clubhouse got the morale high, but you know, our guys are keeping their heads up high and know that they put up a score that would take down most teams every week. You know, we're fine.
Well, I'm penciling in, maybe not for three, but at least two a week. I'm figuring two touchdowns a week from Thomas, and I'm off and running. But I want to thank you all for listening to our fantasy football nonsense and our Indians banter as well. I want to thank Jordan Bastian for joining us. This has been MLB.com Extras, Cleveland Indians edition.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game streamed live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.